Sechet Menachos Parik Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Hapor Va'ilin Va'akvasin Va'asoyer Einen Ma'akvin Es Alechem. Below Alechem Ma'akvin. The par Eilin, Kvasim, and Soyer that is brought together with the Alechem on Shavuot are not Ma'akev the Alechem. That if you don't have those Korbanos, which are Olos except for the Soyer, which is a Chatos, you can still bring the Shtei Alechem. And the Shtei Alechem is not Ma'akev those Korbanos. If you don't have the Shtei Alechem, you can still bring those Korbanos. Halecha ma'akev es akvasim. Va'akvasim ina ma'akvin es alecha and divrei Rabbi Akiva. The shtei alechem is ma'akev the shtei kitzei atzeres. And the shtei kitzei atzeres, tnufa is done on them together with the shtei alechem. And if you don't have the lecha, you cannot bring the shnei kitzei atzeres. But the shtei kitzei atzeres are not ma'akev the lechem according to Rabbi Akiva. That the shtei alechem could be brought even though we don't have the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, and the Shtei Alechem will have Kedusha as if they were brought with the Kvasim. Amar Shimon Ben Anas, Loki. Shimon Ben Anas said, that's not the case. Ela HaKvasim Ma'akvin Es Alechem, V'Halechem Eino Ma'akev Es HaKvasim. Vice versa is true. The Kvasim are Ma'akev Alechem. If you don't have the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, you cannot bring the Shtei Alechem. But the Alechem is not Ma'akev the Kvasim. If you don't have the lechem, you can still bring the shnei kivsei atzeres. Shekein mitzinu. Kishahayu yitzra b'midbar b'am shana. Korvu kvasim b'lo lechem. Afka nikavu kvasim b'lo lechem. In the midbar, for 40 years, they brought kvasim without the lechem. As there was no lechem in the midbar, all they had was a month. So now also that we have entered Eretz Yisrael, we have the lechem, still b'dievet, if you don't have the shnei lechem, you could bring the shnei kivsei atzeres alone, without the lechem, but you cannot bring the shtei lechem without the kvasim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, halacha kedivri benanis, avo ein atam kidvaro. Rabbi Shimon says, halacha is like the word of benanis, that you could bring the shnei kivsei atzeres without the shtei lechem. But the reason that he said is not the case. Shekol ha'amor b'chumash ha'pekudim, karav b'midbor. Shekol ha'amor b'toras kohanim, lo karav b'midbor. All the korbanot that are mentioned, Chumash HaPikudim, which is safer by Midbar, was brought in the Midbar. For example, all the Musafim that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, Klai Yisrael brought in the Midbar. And all the Korbanot that are mentioned in Torah's Kohanim, safer by Yitra, were not brought in the Midbar. So therefore, the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, along with all the other Korbanot that was brought with the Shtei Alechem that is mentioned in safer by Yitra, were not brought in the Midbar at all. So therefore, you cannot bring proof from the Midbar. The Shtei Alechem is not Ma'akev the Kvasim, since the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres was brought in the Midbar and not the Lechem, as the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres were not brought either in the Midbar since they are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra. Mishabo La'aretz, Karbu Elu Ve'elu. Once Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, then they brought the Korbanos that are mentioned in both Sefer Vayikra and Sefer Vamidbar. Umipnei Ma'ani Omer Yikravu Kvasim Below Lechem. So why do I agree with Ben Anas that the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres could be brought even though we don't have the Shtei Alechem? Shakvasim atirin is atzman below lechem. Lechem below kvasim ainli mi atirin. Because the kvasim are matir themselves without the lechem. As I eat this rikas adam of the kvasim, you can eat the basar, the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. But if you have the Shtei Alechem and you don't have the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, I don't have something to be matir the Shtei Alechem to be eaten by the kohanim. As only Ayideh that Akrava, the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, are the Kohanim allowed to eat the Shtei Alechem. So therefore, you cannot bring the Shtei Alechem without the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, as since only Ayideh that Akrava, the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, could eat the Lechem, the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres are Ma'akev the Lechem.
Sechem Menachos Parik Dalet Mishnah Dalet HaTmidim Einan Ma'akvin Et HaMusafim Lo HaMusafim Ma'akvin Et HaTmidim. The Tmidim, this is referring to the Korban HaTamid, which is brought in the morning and in the evening, are not Ma'akev the Musafim, that are brought in Shabbat, Yom Tovim, and Rosh Chodesh. Meaning to say that if the Tmidim were not brought, or if the Musafim were done before the Tmidim, and the Tamid Shoshanah is supposed to be the first Korban that is brought every day on the Mizbeach, and if for some reason they brought the Musaf first, or they didn't bring the Tamid at all, it's still kosher. And Musafim are not Ma'akev the Tmidim, meaning to say that if the Musafim, for whatever reason, cannot be brought, then it's okay for the Tmidim to be brought alone without the Musafim. And so too, the Musafim are not ma'akib each other, meaning to say the Musafim include Chatos and Olos, and the Chatos are supposed to be brought first. If the Olos are brought first, it's still kosher. And so too, on a day in which two Musafim are brought, for example, Shabbos and Yom Kippur together, and the Musaf of Shabbos is supposed to be brought first, as we have a klal, Tadir v'she'enu Tadir, Tadir Kodim. Something that is more frequently brought should be brought before the thing that is less frequently brought, so therefore the Musafim of Shabbos would come first. If for whatever reason the Musafim of Yom Kippur were brought before the Musafim of Shabbos, it's still kosher. Lo hi krivu keves baboker. Yakrivu ben arbayim. If the keves, the Tamei Shel Shachar, which is brought in the morning, was not brought for whatever reason, they could still bring the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. Now the Gemara says that this Mishnah is missing a little bit and should read like this. Lo hikrivu kebet baboker lo yakrivu bein ha'arbayim. That if the Tamid Shel Shachar was not brought in the morning, then we cannot bring the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim at all. But medvar mamur, when do we say that lo yakrivu Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim if the Tamid Shel Shachar was not brought? That this is a new mizbeach in which no korbanos have been brought on it yet. In such a case, if for some reason the Tamid Shel Shachar was not brought, we cannot bring the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. The reason we'll see at the end of this mission that the first korban that is brought on the new mizbeach always has to be the Tamid Shel Shachar. But if it was nitzchanech ha'mizbeach, that this is not a new mizbeach, korbanos had already been brought on this mizbeach, then if the Tamid Shel Shachar was not brought, we can still bring the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Emeson. Rabbi Shimon said to the Tanakhama, when do we say that in a case in which Nitzchanech HaMizbeach is not a new Mizbeach, that if the Tamid Shel Shachar was not brought, that we bring anyway the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim? Bizman Shehayu Anusin Oshogigim, Avom Hayu Mazidim, Velo Yikrivu Keves Beboker, Lo Yikrivu Bein Ha'arbayim. That's when they were honest, they were not at fault, or they were shogig. They unintentionally did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. Then we say that they can still bring the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. But if they were mazed, if the Kohanim intentionally did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, then those Kohanim cannot bring the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. It's a knas to those Kohanim that intentionally did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar that they cannot bring the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. Instead, different Kohanim would have to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim according to Rabbi Shimon. Lo hektiru Torah baboker, yaktiru ben harbayim. If the Torah, which is supposed to be nikta on the mizbeach hazav and the heichal, twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening, for some reason was not nikta on the mizbeach hazav in the morning, even if it was made that it was done intentionally, still those very kohanim could be makdir the Torah ben harbayim on the mizbeach hazav, even if the mizbeach hazav was not nitzchanech yet, no Torah was nikta on it yet. And we'll see the reason soon why the Ketores had a different din than the Tamid. As we said by the Tamid, that if it was lo nitzchanech ha-mizbeach, and they did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, they cannot bring the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, b'kula ha-yisakreva Bein Ha'arbayim. Rabbi Shimon said that if the Ketores Shel Shachar was not brought, then when the Kohanim are makdir, the Ketores Shel Bein Ha'arbayim, they would be makdir the entire Ketores. The part of the Ketores that was supposed to be nikter in the morning also would be nikter in the afternoon, while according to the Tanakhama, they would only be makter half of the ketores, only the ketores that are supposed to be nikter in the evening, they would be makter, even though they were not makter the ketores in the morning. Now the Mefarshim said that according to Rabbi Shimon, even though he held that the kohanim were not makter of the mezid, the Tamid Shel Shachar in the morning, those kohanim cannot be makter of the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. But Rabbi Shimon held by the ketores, a kohen who is not makter of mezid, the Ketores Shel Shachar can still be makter the Ketores Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. Mefarshim explained that the reason is because since a kohen did not have the zechut to be makter the Ketores more than once a lifetime, as Chazal learned out from the pasuk that to be makter the Ketores caused you to become wealthy. Therefore, the Chachamim wanted to give every kohen a chance to be makter the Ketores. So since the kohen only had the zechut to be makter the Ketores one time, it's extremely unlikely that he would be nisrasha and would not be makter the Ketores in the morning, and since it's a davar shelo shchiya, something very uncommon, that the Ketores would not be nikter in the morning, Chazal would not konis that coin from being makter in the evening, as this is a cloud, milsad de lo shchicha lo gazur rabbanah, something that's very infrequent, the chachamim did not make it clear, did not know. Shein mechan chenet mizbeach hazav ella b'torech hasamim. V'lo mizbeach ha'ola ella b'tamish ha'shachar. This is going back from what we said previously. That if it was lo nischanech ha'mizbeach, the brand name mizbeach, and the tamish ha'shachar was not brought, we would not bring the tamish ha'bein arbaim, as opposed to by the k'torah. Even if it was lo nischanech ha'mizbeach, the mizbeach hazav was brand new, and the k'torah shoshachar was not brought, we would still be master the tamish ha'bein arbaim. And the Mishnah over here explains the reason. That the chinuch of the mizbeach hazav, the mizbeach and the hecho, is with the k'torah hasamim that is nikter bein harbaim in the evening. So therefore, even though it's lo nischanech ha'mizbeach, we still can be makir the k'torah shabin arbaim, as the chinuch of the mizbeach is done with the k'torah shabin arbaim, as opposed to the mizbeach ha'olah, that is nischanech, i.e. the tamid shoshacha, the first korban that is brought on the mizbeach ha'olah. Is the Tamid Shoshachar. So therefore, if we cannot bring the Tamid Shoshachar on a brand new Mizbeach, we have to wait till the next morning to bring the Tamid Shoshachar of the next day. And we would simply not bring the Tamid Shoshachar Abayim of the previous day. V'lo et ha-shulchan el ha-belacham ha-panim b'shabes. V'lo et ha-menorah el ha-beshiva ne-reseh ha-bein ha-abayim. The shulchan was nischanech. A brand new shulchan was nischanech ha-idei. That they put the lechem ha-panim on it on Shabbos. And the menorah in the hecha was nischanech, i.e. the hadlaka, the shiva, neiros, ben harbayim, in the evening.